You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Mr. Garrett Nan, the co-founder of Pop Advertising Partners, an SEO company with a national client base. Mr. Nan, a pleasure to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me back, Eric.
And you're most welcome, and looking forward to hearing from you in SEO regards and getting an update. So, to kick things off today, has anything changed with Google since we last spoke?
Actually, yes, there has, Eric. We spoke at the end of last year, and since then, there's been what the SEO community believes is two updates to Google's algorithm since January. One was February, and one was March, and they haven't confirmed it, but there has been two updates that looks like it, and on our test sites, it certainly shows the type of fluctuations we've seen when Google has made confirmed updates. So they're keeping it stealth, but there definitely was something going on with Google in the last few months.
Always an ever-changing process, no question. Now, what does that mean for the small business owner?
Well, for small business owners, one of the updates, or probably both of them, were related to having spammy links going down to your site. And the concern for small business owners is that those who have shopped and purchased SEO services based on the lowest price are going to be the most susceptible to the algorithm change. Because when you're shopping SEO based on the lowest price, the provider has to go find cheap links that they can buy or cheap ways that they can boost your website. And you might see small, quick wins. But over time, when there's algorithm updates and other changes made, those links will be considered useless and your site starts to drop off the face of the earth. So for small business owners, it is definitely a concern that they might have spammy or low quality links coming into their site from a poorly run SEO campaign.
If you would, Mr. Nan, get into where should a business start who wants to build an online presence?
Yeah, that is a question I get quite a bit. What I would tell anybody, I'm going to assume first that you have a website. I mean, that's the absolute basic. The next step, since it's quite easy to set up, would be your social media. At the minimum, you want to look at Facebook, and depending on what type of business you are, maybe LinkedIn as a second platform or Twitter as a second platform. And then at the same time, you want to start building the quality and the relevance of your website in Google, which is the SEO, the search engine optimization part. So you want to start, obviously, with a website. You want to build your core social profiles around it. And then you want to start SEO campaigns, which include blogging and reaching out locally to Chamber of Commerce and making sure that everyone is linking back to your site in the community. And you know, after you set that stuff up, it's really important to get a website audit so that you can see where you would need some improvements before you start.
Today, we are once again joined by Mr. Garrett Nan, the co-founder of Pop Advertising Partners, an SEO company with a national client base, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, continuing on, Mr. Nan, what should someone expect from a website audit?
Well, from a website audit, what we do is we provide video audits. And what someone should expect from an audit that they get from anyone is the first thing is an audit of their website. The links coming into it, the links going out, the page structure, to make sure that your site is viewed in a friendly manner. There's certain ways to do it and there's certain ways not to do it. The next part of an audit, which doesn't include your website, is to then compare it to your competitor. So wherever your competitor is beating you, there are reasons that is happening, and a professional SEO company can see those reasons and then show them to you so it can be as transparent as possible. So from a website audit perspective, it's going to look at your site and everything that's going on that makes it great and also what makes it not so great, and then compare that to one or two of the top competitors who are beating you online so that you can see how they're doing it and what an appropriate plan of action would be to start going after those rankings.
Definitely helpful information there. Now, where can our listeners go to contact you to audit their websites?
Well, thanks a lot, Eric. Well, on our website, if you don't have to use our website exactly, if you type in www.freewebsiteaudit.io, so not a .com, .io, it'll take you to a page on our website where you could fill out a simple, you know, contact form, and then we will provide a video audit so you can see what's going on in your site, so you can see what's going on in your competitor's site, and start to take advantage of ranking your site. So they can go to our site by using the URL www.freewebsiteaudit.io.
Also, Mr. Nan, if folks wanted to get more information in general, where would they go as well?
Sure. You can always hit us up at our site, www.popadpartners.com. There's four or five different ways to contact us. You can put in a contact form. We have live chat. And then all of our social profiles are pretty active, and we're on every day. So we're on our Facebook. We're uploading to YouTube every day, so you can always leave comments there. But best place, start off at our website, popadpartners.com, and then you can choose however you want to communicate with us from there. We're on it all the time.
Well, certainly have appreciated your joining us here again and getting us up to speed on the most important factors of having a strong online presence. And also good to know you're out there to be able to help and assist in these regards as needed. Again, Mr. Nan, thanks for joining us again, and look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
And you're most welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Garrett Nan, the co-founder of Pop Advertising Partners, an SEO company with a national client base. And for more details in general, visit popadpartners.com. And for your free website audit, visit freewebsiteaudit.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.